We hear this all the time.
There are so many updates and tons of community work happening. It's hard to keep up. How do I follow it all?
Here is your answer. Listen to the Gutenberg Changelog.
Hello and welcome to our 29th episode of the Gutenberg Changelog. In today's episode, we will talk about Gutenberg 9.0, Global Style, the Query Block, the Widget Block, and we will have some listener questions. I am Birgit Paulihan, curator at the Gutenberg Times, and I'm here with my co-host, Mark Urain, designer at Automattic and core contributor to WordPress. So how are you today, Mark?
Hey, Birgit. I'm doing okay. I'm enduring the California fires right now. Lots of unhealthy weather, and that just keeps us indoors for longer periods now, even though we're anxious to get outside and go for walks. So we're choosing not to because the air quality is so bad. But how's Florida been? Florida life for you lately?
Florida life hasn't changed since March. It's hot. It's humid.
Yes.
And that got even worse in the month of May and June, August, September. Hurricanes are coming through. Well, it's just the other disaster, you know? But other than that, I feel great. We pushed a couple of client projects forward this week and we are getting ready to take them live. That's always a great energy there. And I was looking forward to the show all week. Thanks for being here with me.
For sure, for sure. Our shows are fantastic, you and I, you know?
Yeah, and so today we also have a few listener questions. Jimmy sent in one via LinkedIn, or it was more an observation, but I think there was a question mark behind it. I played with a navigation block today, he wrote, and please excuse me my ignorance, but I couldn't find how to use color picker to apply a color to only one item of an existing menu.
Yeah, Jimmy, I took a look at this as well. I noticed that there's really not that option or that setting there right now. I looked in a couple different areas. So off, you know, for a block, you might check the sidebar settings to see if the color settings exist there. Or I also checked in the toolbar, block toolbar for in the dropdown. Sometimes you can change the individual text color, inline text color, and neither of those showed up. So I know there are some other settings there, and they're looking at adding like the ability to include other blocks in the navigation block. And with those other blocks, there might be more needed use for adding some background colors to individual items or changing text color on individual nav items. But that was a good observation. Something we should probably look at.
Yeah, and I'm going to test this a bit because I am actually looking at changing the background color of a single menu item to just kind of draw some attention to it, like nonprofits, and have the donate link there or contribute or something like that.
Stand out somehow, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That might be a good call, you know, a good reason to get that button block in there. You know,
absolutely, yeah.
Be able to add a button in line with the navigation items that looks differently. Jimmy, thank you so much for asking that via LinkedIn, though. On Twitter, Alvaro Gomez Velasco, who is Mr. Foxtrot, asked, which Gutenberg feature, workflow, or UI element do you find new users are struggling with the most? Thank you, Birgit and Mark. Birgit?
Well, I think the new user, I'm kind of always a little bit hesitant to identify a new user. Is a new user coming from the classic editor, or is it someone totally new to WordPress? But I think what a lot of people have trouble with is that the toolbar, the block toolbar, is right there on the block and sometimes covers stuff on top of it, or moving it up to the toolbar, top toolbar on the top of the screen, that's certainly something that not a lot of people know because it's not discoverable. Yeah, you kind of need to go to the gear and then look for it, and you need to know that there is, so you go. Yeah, that's one thing. I also have seen that quite a few complaints that the full screen editing, not everybody is really happy with that. And some users would like to see the admin bar still when they're editing some post, and they find how to switch it off. But the problem is that how to make it remember that choice. Yeah, it seems to be that every browser, if they lose the cookies or the local storage by the end of the browser session, or it's automatically deleted, the next time it's there again. So I think there were some, I know there were some ideas to actually store that information in the user metadata, but I don't know how far we're there.
Yeah, I don't know how far either. But yeah, that is a point of contention for sure.
Another thing that I see is that the image alignment. So if someone wants to replicate the idea, okay, I have my blog post and on the top of the blog post, I have a right aligned image to call how to make that with an image block. Sometimes it seems to be a hurdle there until people learn how to use that and not have the image under the paragraph, it needs to above the paragraph, and then the left and right alignment.
Can I add to that one?
Sure.
On that alignment, like you're talking about there, I remember distinctly, like users would still, like even in the classic header, there was always a really big challenge to try to get two images side by side, right? And that's much easier in Gutenberg with the gallery block or some of these other ways, columns, block and things, but they aren't always like really intuitive for new users. And I see them all the time. They add an image, then they add another image block, and then they try to drag it next to the one above it, right? So that they're side by side. And it just doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. That's kind of interesting when you watch people do that and you know it doesn't work. And then how can you help them? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I have seen that a lot of people try to do this and make it to kind of line up with a paragraph, and they don't know about the media and text block, which does it beautifully. It's really the secret weapon for that. And I have on blogs.gutenbergtimes.com, I have a few ideas or kind of concepts what to do with a media and text block, but it's really something that it doesn't surface into the attention of the user.
Yeah.
That's one thing. And I think the reusable block, they kind of would need some, everybody jumps on it and likes it very much, but then they stumble over things. One is that the content changes on all of the block, which is the idea of a reusable block. But if they want to use it as a block pattern, then that doesn't work. And so I'm glad they are now block patterns. So you can say, okay, do I use a reusable block or do I make a block pattern? Huh? And there, just as a side tangent, I found a plugin in the repository that actually lets you as a content provider or content producer, not as a developer, but content producer, create block patterns. They are saved as a custom post type and have it show up in the inserter. So you only have to provide them once, and then it's called Block Meister.
Okay, I'm going to look for this because this could easily become one of my favorite blocks or plugins.
Sounds like a fantastic idea.
Yeah, so I think that was kind of a longer answer. Thank you very much, Alvaro Gomez Velasco, to send us those two. But there was another one, a follow-up question. Which non-core block do you see more demand for? I have to think about that, yeah.
We did, right? Like you and I talked a little bit about this. There's one you thought about was the card block being a one that, and I do remember seeing a lot of requests for something like a card block. In fact, I know, or I'm fairly certain that Q has worked it into some of his styling and stories on the storybook, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. No, you're right.
The components. Yep. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah.
And then there's also the layout grid block. From Automattic right now. You know, it's a plugin just specifically for the layout grid and has over 50,000 installs right now.
Oh, it's quite popular. Yeah. Yeah, and there is also, I see a lot of people are asking for accordion block because it's so you can hide and show things. And quite a few plugin suites or plugin collections have an accordion block, and quite a few people like that, especially when you do FAQs or
Right.
a glossary or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, well, good news. We do have an accordion block underway, so.
All right. Yeah, getting it in court is good. All right. So now Gutenberg 9.0 is released. It was Isabel Bison's first release. Congratulations to Isabel. The main
Congratulations, yeah.
focus for this release are improvements on the navigation screen and the query block she wrote in her release notes. Let's dive into more details. First up, the query block. So, Mark, what is a query block? You have been working on the
Yes.
design. Yeah.
I've been spending a lot of time on the query block lately. It's a block basically that will support the basic query parameters, exposing all relevant parameters of a WP query so that it can be used in any template that needs to render lists of queried items. And yeah, this is going through a lot of iterations right now. We have a good idea of kind of what needs to be included, but this is going to be a base block really for builders of websites, right? That need to provide these queries on specific template pages. We're going to extend out of it into block variations that'll help streamline the block's purpose, because without a specific purpose, this query block can kind of do everything that WordPress does, because that's what WordPress is
Yeah.
it's a bunch of queried stuff. So, with variations, though, we hope to narrow it down and make it a little more user-friendly, something that, like, the latest post block can be built on. And we're getting there. We're getting there. Lots of iterations right now.
Yeah, so a list of queried items, that's kind of a list of blocks or a list of posts or custom post types.
Yeah.
Like if you have a custom post type books, yeah, you have how the list of books shows up, and that would be going through the query block. Or how, yeah, if you have a custom post type that is Teams, then that would do that. Yeah, and I can see that is a very powerful block, but it also will have its problems in terms of user understanding what it is, does. So I'm glad to hear that it will merge into some block variations and block patterns kind of thing. Yeah. So this query block has now a search, so you can search specific posts, you can search specific categories, taxonomies, tags. It has full author support and can also support the sort order. It's add an order like ascending or descending, or order by instead of the alphabetical or the publishing date, which the normal order is, you could then change it to sort by alphabet, or you can change it to sort by the oldest first. There, like if you had a series of blog posts that are all basing on each other, and the latest actually needs to be the bottom part because you read it from top to bottom, kind of. Yeah, like a friend of mine, he writes an Instagram novel, so to speak. I think it's in his 250th. So if he wants to do that in a blog, he needs to put the next thing on the bottom of things, so if somebody wants to read it from top to bottom. Yeah, another features was the navigation screen got some more features. It added add and drag and drop to the list view. Well, a little side note here, the list view is the new name of the block navigator. It doesn't show list view or something like that, but it's the block navigator where you see all the blocks in a list of in the top toolbar in that it's the info screen.
Yeah, you're right. And I think a good reason for that was when we had the block navigator as part of the navigation block, everything just blew up. So we managed to change the name, and now we all know what we're talking about.
Good. Glad you also let the users know. So, yeah, it has this drag and drop to the list view, implement the redesign of the screen, and add support for advanced menu item properties. This release, Gutenberg 9.0, also has a few enhancements, and a lot of people will say yes to the next one. That's drag and drop coming back visibly into the block toolbar, and it has the little dots again, and it's between the transformer and the alignment, so it's where you want it, so you don't miss it every time, or just move the block but not drag and drop it. So
I was just going to add, those three elements have now become back to kind of together again in their own part within the toolbar. So it's done very nicely, I think, and solves a lot of the issues that people were having.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it was an experiment that proved to be, okay, we know now what the user want.
Yeah, right?
Drag and drop is important.
And we pivoted, we changed it, maybe not pivoted, but we adapted and brought it back. We listened.
Wonderful, thank you. So the enhancement is also that the block variations that you saw in the sidebar for multiple features, like the image block, you could see the circle style or other styles on it, or for the quote or for the separator, there were in the sidebar two or three different variations how you could use them. Those show up now in the inserter instead of the sidebar. It's going to be interesting how people like that. That's definitely something that I have no idea. It just moves it from one, but it makes sense that it's there. What's the difference? Right? Yeah,
it's kind of like I feel like they're a little more hidden now, but yet they're more related to the thing that they need to relate to. So I'm interested too to hear any feedback on that.
Yeah, and talking about the list view, remember that's the former block navigator, has some styling improvements. It's on the info. We talked about it, that there is another character count in there in the info screen as well. That was in the last release. One enhancement is also to limit the block slash inserter to 9 items to show and select from and show the most used by default. That was kind of a problem when you have multiple plugins that have quite a few blocks in there, and each of the blocks reacts to all the keywords that you put in, then you have a list of 15 blocks, and then the most important one is kind of in between there. And that is also an improvement and enhancement in this release, that the search algorithm has been improved as well for blocks as well as for block patterns. That's something in the background of things. You don't realize it until you know, oh, I get into my things faster now. So I really appreciate that. Then allow sharp gradients. I always like the gradients, but I don't know why they need to be sharper. Oh, okay, so you have two colors next to each other, and they're kind of, and they have...
They cause a sharp
edge.
Transition between one color to the other, sharp edge.
Yeah, that gives you quite a few additional design elements.
Right?
Yeah.
One of the cool things is like you put an image in there, and you want the background, maybe you have, your site is white, and you have the top gradient white into a color, and it's sharp color, and then out to a white again. So you have your gradient that has the color smaller than the image that you have overlaying it. And it's kind of a cool effect that way.
Yeah.
You could do really creative things.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that was introduced.
Yeah. I can spend hours doing that.
Yeah.
Getting back
to... Of course you can. It's gradients.
It's gradients. I mean, yes.
Who wouldn't spend hours doing this?
So, and one enhancement that is definitely helpful for those who have galleries in there. So it reads, let ID less gallery shortcodes fall back to the shortcode block instead of the gallery, and then display it from there. I don't know exactly when that happens, but it's probably when the galleries came from a different feature out of a plugin and were not through to the gallery of the gallery block or feature of core, then that works quite, because then through the shortcode, the plugin that created the gallery can then also do the rendering of that gallery. So it's not a disconnect for the display of the galleries and who's handling what kind of thing, handover. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then another enhancement is to allow inserting an H1 using one hash plus space into a post or page.
What? So this is Markdown, right?
This is Markdown, yeah. So the block editor heading block doesn't allow you to put H1 in there because it is opinionated about that the title needs to be H1.
Mm.
But if you want to have a theme that doesn't handle the cover block well, then you could, but you want to have a hero image on top of the page, then you put the heading into the cover block, and then you need to make it, be able to make it an H1, for instance. Yeah. And I like that that's now possible, at least with a markdown, a notation to put an H1 in there, not to get carried away with that, because that's just a really an edge case. But some people really wanted to do that, and they couldn't. They had to hack the HTML of that. Mm-hmm. In full site editing, so the widget screen, the next one is the widget screen now has a plugin area, and that's a separate area where plugins can put their widgets in that space. Is that true? I haven't tested it.
I'm looking at this one. I'm actually not familiar with it.
Yeah, so to separate the core widgets from the plugin, I'm not quite sure.
I don't see any screen. It says it's the first step to defining widget screen admin locations via slot fill. Oh.
Yeah, so plugin can add additional widget areas there and then also use the plug editor to bring them in. Yeah, so I think those are hooks and whatever.
That's what they're looking like right now. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, but it's definitely worth working on. Now we also have, as another enhancement, transform multiple heading blocks to a list or paragraphs. That wasn't possible. You needed to go to one heading at a time to convert them to paragraphs. Now you can highlight all the heading blocks and make them a list or a paragraph. Yeah, so that's it's the start of multi-block editing, which has been missing for 2.5 years or three. 3.5. Then
it's kind of a part of global styles almost, except it's not as global. You're just a few selected blocks that you're able to transform. But
I think it's the testing and then see what's the same and then manage the difference. Yeah, when you're in inner blocks, you were sometimes faced with having multiple empty blocks in there, and there were trailing inserters for nested blocks. I don't know if that was the problem. Yeah, those inner blocks.
Sounds like you're right.
Yeah, reacted a little bit differently.
Yeah, I think it's just these multiple inserter, these plus icons everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this kind of got helped clean them up a bit.
Yeah, where you couldn't decide, is that now for the columns block or is it outside the columns block? That's also one of the things. Yeah, that's fixed. And hooray, the search block now has options to adjust the button, the label, and the width of the search form. So I'm really happy about that. It adds some flexibility to it.
Mm-hmm. A lot of icons were created for that one too. We got into the Figma library as well.
And the next one is display labels instead of icons in the top toolbar. Now, that was quite some time.
I worked on that one a little.
Yeah, that was quite some time coming. And with one line in the release note, it doesn't really relay how much iteration went in there. Yeah, I counted it was 63 comments.
Oh.
29 commits. And it touched, or the person who worked on it, I think was actually Isabel, to push it through. It was 28 file changes, or files changed, sorry. So if you ever feel the need to learn how much work it takes to get in halfway decent UI working, where a lot of people agree, this is an excellent PR to read.
Yeah, this PR was... I mean, even the issue associated with this PR, which was initially worked up by Nicolad, I believe, and all those commits that you're saying, that's half of them are me saying, oh, can you just move the button like 2 pixels to the left a little bit further? I mean, that's like the brunt, it seems like, of all this, was just trying to get the spacing right with some of this and how the dropdowns work. All the developers involved, Isabel, Nicolad, like, they really put in a lot of good time on this and came through. And it's actually very nicely done. So test it out.
Yeah. Yeah, and the next enhancement is following the rule, with every new feature, you also create a feature to reverse it. So, and that's the option to show the icon labels again and bring them back.
Yep.
At the top toolbar, because that is definitely a personal preference that can go either way. And so it's a good solution. I like it. And if you, so you can arrange your own workspace as you need it. And the last of the enhancement that I really wanted to shine a light on is the reinstall button when a block type is not found in the block directory, so in the inserter. So sometimes you have, you played around with blocks, and maybe you also looked at the plugins and say, oh, I don't need that, and delete it, and all of a sudden it comes back. You go on a post where that was used, then you get the notification or the error message, oh, there was an unexpected error, this block is not available anymore. And do you want to try and save it or just change the custom HTML? Now it will have a button that says, why don't you reinstall it?
How cool.
That's okay. Really cool. It does not work for the block suite, the block collections blocks. It only works for single block plugins, as the whole block directory process works.
Those ones are so valuable to have, because those are at the moments where you're like, oh crap, what's going to happen right now? And it's like a nice little button that, oh good. Okay, I can reinstall this.
Yeah, bring it back. Yeah, so there were some great enhancements in there. And then we had 26 enhancements, 8 new features, so that's quite an release. But we are not done yet.
No, there were also 32 bug fixes in 9.0 here. Several of them had to do with full site editing. There were a couple around the classic block, the embed block, and even some into the new screens that aren't even released yet. There are bug fixes getting in already, like the global styles interface, the widget screen, the navigation screen are all getting bug fixes, which are showing that we're trying things out and still breaking things and getting fixes in there before we share everything with everybody.
Well, the widget screen is released, so.
Yes, this is true. This is true. Oh, goodness. And then there was one on polishing up the horizontal movers, helping to improve that block movers horizontally, showing external icons on the help button.
Yeah, that's really, I like that that is in there. Just uh-huh. for people to know it's going out, but it's also pointing to the official documentation on WordPress.org about the block editor, so people are introduced to that when they need some more help, and now they get it. We have definitely added 7 to 8 new pages, brought about 30 pages up to 5.5, so.
It's so important for the software to actually link off to the documentation, and it's great to have that, though. I actually like that, because it gives that user a quick way to get to the resources they need.
Yeah, I think there would be a few additional kind of question marks and what do I do here throughout the editor that doesn't go off the site, but having another tab or even another window open with the documentation definitely helps for newcomers.
Yeah, the other bug fix that I wanted to talk about was the image block now properly shows errors on drag and dropping images inside of it. So, and that brings us to experiments. There were 13 of those PRs merged. First one being the group block added padding support. So there are now settings that control the padding on the group block. You need to have a theme that has theme support for this, but it is an experiment that if you have a theme that can do that, you can check it out.
I definitely will check that out, because we stumbled over that, and I was wondering if I kind of, we need to do an overall CSS for the group block or something coming with the block editor. And I like that that's now, it's experimental, so it might not be future-proof. I definitely want to point that out, but I'm really happy about that.
I really think that experimentation is going to bleed into the other blocks as well. So the more feedback we can get around that, then we know how to bring that little feature into other blocks that it would really be helpful for. The other experiment, there's several around the controlling the block editor via the theme.json file. So many different supports in there, like adding for custom link color, custom spacing, etc. Global styles also saw a few experiments added, those being like the sidebar and the edit screen, like the page edit, I believe, or the site edit screen, printing a minified CSS, and some other ones.
Yeah, so Gutenberg 9.0 is the first release that actually comes with UI support for the global styles and theme styles. So really switch on the experiment FSE. I think it's a full site editing that you have to switch on to be able to see the sidebar in that site editor and to adjust some of the settings for your theme. Of course, you need also a theme that kind of reacts to that. And there are, I think the Gutenberg starter theme has now some features for that. I might be wrong. I'll check it.
Yeah, we'll have to double check.
Yeah.
I remember seeing PRs for it on the theme, but I wasn't sure if they were merged or not.
And the next section of the release notes are documentation. And a big shout out for Justin Ahino. he added to the developer documentation README files to the block editor components. And a README is needed for the component, so you could add a file with and to do that, you add a file to the component folder, copy some existing README file, and then base template. So if you want to contribute to that, there are some instructions there. But Justin is also the team rep for the developer documentation. But he right now needs a few more people to help him with that. And that's certainly something that would be very, very impactful for other mm-hmm. developers. And he himself added the README files for 10 blocks, like the ungroup block component for 10 components, the alignment matrix control, the preview options, block types, list component, inspector component, the variation picker component, the parent selector component, which is kind of interesting. I don't know if you saw, but when you hover over your transformer, you get another little icon pop up, and that's your parent block. Yeah, the block card component remand. So
wow, Justin, thank you.
Yeah, he really went to town with that.
Yeah, that's like tedious work, right? Like you really got to look through everything, document it all, make sure you're covering all the bases. Really good.
Yeah, so update documentation, a great way to contribute to the block, to the project, and learn quite a great deal mm-hmm. about how everything works. It also gets you started with the pull request process, which can be a little bit daunting for the first time. But yeah, we will have the link to how to contribute to the documentation settings in the show notes, so you can study that and have your questions answered in the docs channel. That's where it all resides. There were also some code quality items, PRs in this release, and there were some of them had to do with the API fetch, as well as the data and the block directory, and also to make sure that it consistently supports different PHP versions. Yeah.
Oh, cool. We had one PR merged for the build tooling, the ENV update Docker volumes during an np env start command. Then there were a few various merges as well. One around using WordPress menu API, and then removing the embeds for Facebook and Instagram. Whoa, Birgit, do you have anything to say about that?
I think I said everything in the post, but.
So you're commenting about your post on Gutenberg Times.
The Gutenberg Times, yeah. So the issue is that Facebook announced in August that they will switch off the open OEmbed publishing from their site. So you could just use a link in the classic editor, and it kind of pulls the post or the image into your article. And that will be turned off in October 25th. So the block, as they're working now, will be have been removed in Gutenberg 9. So all the existing ones still work until Facebook switches it off. And so it's almost like a website that you link to, and they reorganize the link schema, and all of a sudden your link goes dead. So that's kind of the part, that's the open web, and the publisher can decide what they want to do with their own site. Yeah. So how will that affect your legacy embeds? Since two years you have been adding Facebook embeds or Instagram embeds to your website. What will happen is that those broken embeds will just show the link to the post or to the post, picture. Yeah. So if people read it and they don't click on that there's an image behind it. Yeah, it will also apply to Instagram embeds. And is there a way that WordPress could assist? And there was a discussion actually at the Dev Chat this week about it. It's kind of, we can't really do anything against it. I know that people on the core development team have reached out to Facebook, but that seems to be a done policy. They are not moving away from it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there is a plugin in the plugin repository. So so that the embeds work, you as a blogger or as a publisher, you would need to register with Facebook as a developer, and you need to add an app that specifically is allowed to use the OEmbed code, and then it will work again. but not a whole lot of users are going to do this, but that's pretty right. much what you have to do. So it doesn't go all kapooey what you use. And there is an OEmbed Plus plugin in the repository that lets you just add the app ID and the secret for the app, and then it will take care of the legacy OEmbeds on your site. At least that's what Ayush Karunaratne. Ayush does. So I will have the link to that post in the show notes. And Sarah Gooding on the W Tavern also wrote about that. She has a lot more background about what OEmbed is and who's behind it. But it's pretty much something that you as a site owner, or you as a agency personal implementer, implementer kind of need to warn your clients also about that is coming.
That'll affect a lot of people, a lot of sites.
Definitely. Because a lot of people just kind of shared some Facebook posts and then had a whole article about it where their own writing was maybe 100 words and the rest was filled from the other space. So in the dev chat, there will be a call for comments out on how Core should handle that to alert the user that is coming. I don't have an idea yet how that would work, but I think the whole community can put their heads together and come up with a good solution that lets users the next release actually and warn people that they need to go through the old posts and see what happened. So we are now into the section, what's in active development or what's discussed?
Yes. So that covered the release.
That was 9.0, and that's all. Test it out, go and use all the great new features.
There's lots of enhancements.
Yes.
You know what I noticed there wasn't, at least not in our notes right now? What was the performance? Was there an improvement to performance? Nothing,
There wasn't. It wasn't in the release note.
Oh, I was curious. I'm always curious about
that one. I think when we get closer to core merge in October or end of September, with the next releases, we will get some updates on that. Yeah, so for the next section, I want to start just announcing that there are project boards. Project boards are something where all the issues for a certain thing, let me put it this way, a certain either for release or for a certain feature, so you can see how it's progressing. And it's more a Kanban board in GitHub. And though there is a project board for 5.6, just for the Gutenberg development, but that will alert us all to kind of see what will make it into the release, especially because they are supposed to be coming, the navigation editor, the widget editor, in 5.6, and we also have the project boards for those in the show notes, so you can say, okay, I want to see what's happening with the navigation board, navigation editor, or the widget editor, and see it all in one place. Yeah, you see it all in columns, but it's all in one place. You don't have to kind of go through the whole issue and PR list kind of.
And watching that 5.6 board will help us not only see what's getting in, but what might be lagging, so where we need to get more support.
Yeah, and it's coming up. It's 9.0. I think 9.4 also is supposed to get into.
Gotta nail this stuff down.
Yeah.
So Adam Zielinski has several updates to the widgets editor as well that he's been working on in PRs. One is fixing the global inserter in the widgets editor. There's also, just trying to get that panel to fit right or to function correctly. And there's even if you have more than one widget area, that's visible. I've been working on trying to figure out the flow for how do you get the block from the panel into the correct widget area if nothing is selected, right?
Right.
It's much easier if you have the area selected or a block in the area selected, and then you're adding it, kind of the system knows, okay, we'll add it where you're at, right?
Yeah.
Where your cursor is. But with nothing selected, it's where's that block gonna go? So we're working through some of that. There's also moving the legacy widget block to the edit widget package, so it becomes more related to the widget editor rather than the post editor. Is that right? I think that's...
That would help, because then surface blocks will also be able to use the sidebar, which sometimes doesn't happen yet. but those are legacy widgets. So that whole legacy widget thing that was supposed to, or not supposed, that we talked about last episode, that hasn't changed yet, that hasn't landed yet, the changes that are coming there, but it's going to be much easier to use than it is now.
And the other one there that I wanted to comment on was the he's now working on registering widgets as block variations. Talked about that earlier about the query block having block variations. Well, the widgets, third-party widgets, will essentially be a variation of the legacy widget block.
Yeah.
And so adding them into the widget area will be very smooth and work just like you would be adding a block into that area.
Do you know that there's also a movement to add also block patterns, widget block patterns, to the inserter for the widgets?
Right. And I think that was also brought up by Justin Tadlock as well. I see no problem. Let's add those in. If they're useful and helpful and people can work with those, let's definitely do.
So is there a way to make blocks just be for the widget area, or there are blocks for both? Do they have to be both? Is there a flag in the block?
I don't think there's a flag. I'd assume that if you were creating a block in your plugin, that it would just be available either or, right? Or both, right? It would be available in the post editor and in the widget editor as well. That's a good question, though. Maybe there's certain scenarios and you really only want these things to show up in widget areas.
Well, from the block patterns, they need to match whatever the footer is, or if you put them in the footer, they have a different design in the footer than they would have in the post. So
that would be more relevant for the patterns or something.
Yeah. All right. So Andres shared in the meeting also that there has been great updates to the global styles, and there has been some momentum around the block project lately with Jorge Riad, Andres, and others working on it. And so there has been a reorganization of the theme JSON to better clarify the purposes, and important changes to the global styles and experimental theme JSON is coming to Gutenberg 9.1. So we'll see it in 2 weeks, and we will have the reference for it to the PR. So, but that kind of bears the question. I heard it multiple times today and from the release and now too. So what is the theme JSON?
Ah, glad you asked. So it is, or will be, a way to set default styles for blocks. It creates presets for a new set of editor controls that changes all copies of a block at once, and it creates CSS variables for the actual styles.
That's pretty cool.
And most of the, looks like, let's see, most of the add theme supports have been ported to the theme JSON file, allowing themes to have a more fine-grained control over those features.
Yeah, and also you're keeping it in one set. Yeah, so you only have to go to one file to figure out, okay, where do I change the setting?
And then really good point.
Yeah, I saw that the functions PHP sometimes says, depending on which, is it 1 year ago or is it this year, where the theme support for or disabling colors, and so it was a little bit of a mess what I saw. But that is more the story of me as a developer than anything that the Gutenberg team can do right. But I'm glad that they are helping me with keeping it all in one file.
How nice of them.
Yeah. And all these features, there was also a question in the core editor channel I wanted to pick up, because I think some of our US users might be interested in that, is how, so the situation is, if you want to test something, you use the release candidate or the stable version. But what is if it was already fixed in master and you want to test it from there? Can you get a copy of the master as a plugin working? And Carolina Niemark had that question, and Ari Statopoulos had a nice setup there, and I wanted to share that with you. So he has two versions of the plugin installed. He has the master branch in a folder called Gutenberg Git, and then installs the Gutenberg plugin in the normal way as it is in the Gutenberg folder. And from that point on, he only needs to activate and deactivate in the plugins page which one he wants to test or use for a certain use case, and then test case. Yeah, and then whenever he sees a new commit on some of the things, he goes into the directory of the Gutenberg-git and does a git pull and npm run build command in the command line. And so you don't need any automation for that. It's not easy, but it's simple. Now you have two plugins that do the same thing, but you can deactivate it. They will run it to each other. There is an error message that says fatal error, blah blah blah. But it don't get
if you have them both active, right?
When you have them both active, sometimes that happens when I install the release candidate in a site where the Gutenberg plugin is there, and said, oh, I remember you. Let me just deactivate the plugin. But so I'm thinking about even more approachable, and I'm not done thinking, approachable method to test from master. And I haven't had because you need to have Node.js installed. And for the first time when you run master, you need to do the npm install that installs all the Node.js modules. And then you need to do an npm build. And that
lots
kind
of
scares a few people away. You, of course, need a local development environment or WordPress environment. We use I think I have two or three instances of local WP on my computer. Or you can use desktop server, which is also very nice for a local environment where you can just spin up multiple sites. And that would make it easier if you have one site that tests Gutenberg master and the other one tests just the release candidates or the stable. So, well, let's keep thinking about this. And because I know full site editing testing group will have to get started soon. And how can we set them up? Well, but this brings us to the end of this.
All
and
right.
If you have, dear listeners, any suggestions on that, feel free to comment on the show notes here. Or just ping us on Twitter at Gutenberg Times. And then, as always, the show notes will be published on thegutenbergtimes.com/podcast. And you scroll down to the episode. Scroll down to the episode. This is the episode 29. And if you have questions or suggestions or news you want us to include, send them to changelog@gutenbergtimes.com. That's changelog@gutenbergtimes.com. So that's it. Thanks for listening. And until the next time, goodbye.
Thank you so much, Birgit.
Thank you.